Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Welcome to our service of worship on this Reign of Christ Sunday, the last Sunday of the church year. Our homilist today is Bishop Jean, and yours truly, Archbishop Deb, is the celebrant. And now let us prepare our hearts for a time of worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Is the collect for this Sunday the Reign of Christ? Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of kings and Lord of lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the second book of Samuel, chapter 23, beginning at the first verse. Now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man whom God exalted, the anointed of God Jacob, the favorite of the strong one of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me, his word is upon my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, one who rules over people justly, ruling in the fear of God, is like the light of the morning, like the sun rising on a cloudless morning, gleaming from the rain on the grassy land. Is not my house like this with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. Will he not cause to prosper all my help and desire, my help and my desire? But the godless are like the thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be picked up with the hand. To touch them, one uses an iron bar or the shaft of a spear, and they are entirely consumed in fire on the spot. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 132. O Lord, remember in David's favor all the hardships he endured, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. We heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Jair. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Rise up, O Lord, and go to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your faithful shout for joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. The Lord swore to David a sure oath, from which he will not turn back. Sons of your body I will set on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and my decrees, that I shall teach them, their sons also, forevermore shall sit on your throne. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will reside, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless its provisions. I will satisfy its poor with bread. Its priests I will clothe with salvation, and its faithful will shout for joy. There I will cause a horn to sprout up for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed one. His enemies I will clothe with disgrace, but on him his crown will gleam. Most High God, majestic and almighty, our beginning and our end, rule in our hearts and guide us to be faithful in our daily actions, worshiping the one who comes as Savior and Sovereign, and who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
A reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, beginning with the fourth verse. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. And from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and on his account of all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" He answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now is the time of the long nights, the time of a crisp chill in the air. The keen bite of a wayward breeze reminds us to bring out the heavy jackets and coats. Another icy winter draws near, and our thoughts turn to homely comforts, hot cider with a scone warm from the oven, or perhaps a soft flap rug or afghan to ward off the cold. Now we rummage in a cupboard for our favorite well-worn flannel shirts and thick socks before we rake the last few leaves to drop from the trees, and afterward are drawn to the kitchen by the welcoming fragrance of soup bubbling on the stove. All these are but signs of another year drawing to a close, with a blaze of holidays to welcome the return of the light. How fitting, then, that this Sunday marks the end of the church year, and today we, like the ancients, also celebrate the return of the light. We, though, are not celebrating the light of the sun ushering in longer days. We celebrate the return of the light of a different sun, of Jesus,
the Son of God, returning once more to earth in a blaze of power and glory. Today we celebrate the reign of Christ, or the Feast of Christ the King, or as the Roman Catholic calendar calls it, the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. This feast celebrates the second coming of Christ, when he returns not just as our King, but also as our Judge. Because this Sunday ends our church year, the readings today speak of judgment. In particular, they speak of the final judgment, the sorting of good from bad, of righteous from sinful, of saved from lost. We understand being judged, being evaluated. Our school systems are based on evaluating the mastery of concepts covered in the various classes. You probably remember the stress of a classroom evaluation. After the teacher covered the material, there would be a test on the most important and valuable material. Students who learned everything easily had nothing to fear from testing. And students who listened very carefully, teacher, were usually able to predict with fair accuracy what would be covered on the test as well. Some students, though, would be thrown into anxiety whenever a test was scheduled. They hadn't learned everything. They couldn't tell what was important and testworthy from listening to the teacher. Often they were overwhelmed and fearful when tests were announced. Sometimes a teacher wanted to relieve that fear. Such teachers would review the material before the test. Sometimes they would assign after-school study sessions. And sometimes they would assign a review activity in which the student had to complete a study guide. That completed guide would cover the material to be included on the test. Imagine the person who would make the test and grade it had made also the guide to help the students who'd be taking it. Such a teacher-prepared study guide was invaluable to worried students who wanted to do well. Now, Jesus is the Son of God. He is our Lord and Savior. He is King of the Universe. But he was also a teacher. He taught directly, explaining the difficult concepts of his relationship with God, of the mysteries of the Eucharist. He taught through stories and parables, showing God's faithfulness through tales like the persistent widow or the lost sheep. But being the most compassionate of all teachers, he gave us a review activity and a study guide, which we heard in today's gospel, the parable of the sheep and the goats. Now, we might expect Jesus to speak of the sheep and the wolves. Jesus talked of his own followers as sheep, calling himself the Good Shepherd. Shepherds at that time of history did more than simply lead the flock to grazing land and to water. They protected the sheep, often at the risk of their own lives, from the wolves. At that time, wolves were common in Palestine and were known to be ferocious night predators attacking and killing the sheep, sometimes the shepherd. Jesus spoke of those who misled his flock as wolves. In today's parable, however, our study guide, it is not the wolves who are separated from the sheep, but the goats. Both sheep and goats were good and useful animals, providing skins and food. In the judgment described in today's reading, we would expect both the sheep and the goats to represent good people, the followers of Jesus. But they don't. The goats represent those who are not righteous. The goats represent those whom Jesus rejects, saying, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Those are harsh words from Jesus, who welcomed sinners of all kinds. It's very hard to hear Jesus, who commands us to love God and neighbor, to condemn those so completely. But throughout the Gospels, Jesus mentions two kinds of people again and again. Both groups love the law. The first group were the humble people, the sinners who recognized and repented for their unworthiness. They wanted to be good Jews. The second group were the hypocrites, who condemned everyone else's failures, but were blind to their own, and were proud of their faithfulness to the law. They believed they were good Jews, the best Jews of all. At the final judgment, the one we read of today, Jesus judges these two groups. All of them are his followers. All of them pass his test. What is that test? To feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, visit the imprisoned. Those who have done these things become part of his kingdom. Those who have not are condemned to eternal fire with the devil. Now, scripture is filled with the various writers' ideas on how we must live, what we must do to be saved. And these are the words of humans. But here, in today's reading, the only begotten Son of the ever-living God, Jesus Christ, has shown us the test we must pass to enter into his kingdom. He has given us a checklist to reserve our place in that kingdom. How gracious is God? How easy it is to be assured of our heavenly bliss in that eternal kingdom. Give food, drink, clothing to those in need. Welcome the stranger. Care for the sick. Visit those in prison. These are hard days, my friends. So many are in need of food, drink, shelter, clothing. So many strangers are coming to our land seeking safety and freedom. So very many are sick or in prison. We are called not to judge them for their needs, but to meet those needs with compassion and love. Jesus, the King of the universe, is meek and humble of heart. He asks us to look out for the lowly, the needy, the sick, the imprisoned, who suffer scorn, neglect, and condemnation from prideful hypocrites. And whatever we do for these, the least of these, Jesus' own brothers and sisters, Jesus receives for himself. As we care for them, Jesus himself receives our offering. As we regard them with loving compassion, it is Jesus whose heart is filled by our love. The wheel of the year moves on. Christmas is coming, and then Lent, when we grieve over the mistreatment Jesus suffered for our sins. Lord, we think, if only I had been there to comfort you. Had I been there to wipe your brow, to lift you when you fell. We cannot go back in time to ease the suffering of Jesus. But here he is before us in his suffering, brothers and sisters. By caring for the poor and needy, we become like the Good Samaritan. Intending their needs, we bind the wounds of our Lord on his road to the cross. My friends, do you want to draw near to Christ? It is so simple. Offer food, drink, clothing to those in need. Welcome the stranger. Care for the sick and the imprisoned. Doing so will bring new meaning and joy to your life on earth and eternal happiness in the next. Jesus himself has given us his word that it will be so. Amen.
A time of intercessory prayer. As a shepherd who cares for the flock, O God, you guide all things through Jesus, whom you have exalted over all creation as King. Hear the prayers we offer in his name for the creation he cherished and that you entrust to us. In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear and have mercy. We pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those whose lives are bound in mutual love and for those who live in celibacy. Be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all in danger, for those who are far from home, prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick, especially those remembered in the quiet of our hearts. And for those who are dying, show them your kindness and mercy.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another. May we always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be set free from all hardship, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth, struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion with all Christ's saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
Look upon your people who rejoice in your justice and mercy, and grant that the prayers we make may reveal Christ's reign in our time. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ,
have mercy on us and forgive us,
that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, for the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon, and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
My friends, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, in Jesus Christ, we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation, the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature.
He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling us with the Holy Spirit and confirming our faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit. May I never be separated from you, from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church, so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
Whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.